Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 73 degrees outside. Still could see a possible light shower this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies for the rest of your Friday. The superintendent of the Oakfield School District says there was smoke, but no fire at the junior-senior high school this morning. Sue Green says a teacher noticed some smoke around 9 a.m. The fire department was called and students were evacuated. She says the smoke was caused by a faulty motor in the ventilation system and it was removed. She says that they took quick action to make sure kids were safe. Parents were contacted about the incident. She says the school recently held a fire safety drill so students knew what they had to do because it was still fresh in their minds. House Republicans are celebrating a vote defunding the health care reform law.
The yeas are 230 and the nays are 189. The joint resolution is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The Capitol rally followed a vote extending government spending and stripping funding from the law. The bill now goes to the Democratic-led Senate, where defunding the health care law is a no-starter. The House Republican bill aims to avert a looming shutdown by extending government funding for 3 months, starting October 1st. At the GOP rally, House Speaker John Boehner again called the health care law a train wreck. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said it is turning a full-time economy into a part-time economy. An investigation has been launched into how a porch collapsed on Milwaukee's south side. It happened just after 4 p.m. yesterday as workers were attempting repairs.
The whole entire porch just collapsed all from the third floor all the way down.
A man fell from the fourth floor all the way to the ground, and a small girl was also injured while taking out the trash. Angela Beelan lives in the building.
Everybody was trying to help the man. All you could hear him was help, and blood was just gushing out of his head, and they said the landlord was here and he just left.
A search of the City of Milwaukee Neighborhood Services system shows the building has a long history of code violations dating back to at least 2008. A 29-year-old man was shot and killed in Milwaukee last night. Investigators were at the scene when a 21-year-old man checked into a hospital saying he was wounded at the same place as the homicide. There was no word on the survivor's condition, but he was doing well enough to talk to officers. Deputy Inspector Terrence Gordon said the survivor's account of the incident is not consistent with the evidence found at the murder scene. Gordon also said his officers have not established a connection between the two men. A 3-year-old boy remains hospitalized after a shooting that injured 13 people last night in Chicago. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has an update.
A car passes by a Chicago park and shots are fired, injuring 10 adults, 2 teenagers, and a 3-year-old. Paramedics treat some on the basketball court. Others are rushed to the hospitals.
There's a lot of shots, man, like boom, 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 boom. Little kid got hit in the face.
That 3-year-old is recovering after surgery. Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who was supposed to be at a campaign rally in New Jersey today, is heading back to Chicago. In a statement, he calls the shooting senseless and says the perpetrators will be brought to justice. Chicago police say no one is in custody, and it looks like this is a gang-related shooting. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
An Oshkosh man will go on trial in Sheboygan County Court next week for the stabbing death of a Sheboygan man last January. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
The final pretrial hearing for 23-year-old Michael Emerandi was held yesterday. The week-long trial now set to begin Monday before Judge James Bolgert. Lemirandi's admitted to stabbing 41-year-old Nicholas Lurkey during a fight in the 1400 block of South 12th Street. He told investigators at the time he just lost it when he saw Lurkey and two others fighting with his friend. He said he grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed Lurkey in the back. The knife punctured Lurkey's lung. He died later at the hospital. Lemirandi, who's been in the county jail since his arrest in January, facing a charge of second-degree reckless homicide and up to 27 years in prison if convicted. Mike Kinzel for 1330 WHBL.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate dropped for the month of August. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reports unemployment is down to 6.7%. That is lower than the national unemployment rate of 7.3%. The department also shows 7,300 private sector jobs were added last month. We'll know more about the county numbers next week. Sheboygan County's labor force saw growth in 2012 when compared to 2011, along with more people unemployed. The U.S. Census Bureau released its annual American Community Survey estimates for 2012 this week. In Sheboygan County, the labor force grew by over 1,600 people from 2011 to over 64,200. However, the number of people unemployed grew by nearly 450, or 5.4% of the labor force, to 4,961. Those classified not in the labor force did drop by about 1,500 to 27,366. Of those employed, the biggest industry sectors in the county were manufacturing, education services, healthcare social assistance, and retail trade. They covered nearly two-thirds of all jobs in the county. Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett announced a new ad campaign promoting the Badger State, with national media covering the event in Hollywood. The 3-30-second commercials involve reuniting two stars from the 1980 comedy movie Airplane.
And that is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Robert Hayes, with, of course, the three producer, director, writers who hail originally from Shorewood, Wisconsin, David Zucker, Jerry Zucker, and Jim Abrams. You know, this really makes pop culture history today by reuniting this team.
A small part of the ad is being filmed in Hollywood in the original cockpit from the iconic movie, but Klett says Wisconsin is definitely the star of the commercials promoting summer, fall, and winter of 2014. The ads will be debuting next March. Quick check of your weather forecast. May see still a slight shower, otherwise mostly cloudy, and highs in the low 70s, which is where we're at right now. The weekend looks sunny, but highs in the low 60s. I'm Rusty Melberg for 1330 WHBL as we head on back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time, 1206.